Baroque composer Johann Sebastian Bach was born 319 years ago today in Eisenach, Germany. His music has certainly aged well, but in this era of Botox and extreme makeovers, even Bach is not immune. As musicians try to put a more contemporary spin on his music, it's not a new idea. NPR's Jeffrey Freimanweyer says part of the reason performers keep returning to Bach is because his music is both so rich and so flexible.
With just a single instrument playing a melody, Bach was able to express a complex musical idea, as in this solo partita for violin. Bach had a particular genius for writing melodies rich with possibility and for seeing what might be hiding inside them. So a decade after he wrote this partita, he recrafted it as the introduction to a cantata, fleshing it out with an orchestra. In 1968, Wendy Carlos re-orchestrated this version for synthesizer in the groundbreaking album Switched on Bach. In this performance, it's only the instrumentation that's been changed. That's not the case with some of the other made-over versions of Bach's music, which take more liberties with tempo and musical style. The first prelude of the Well-Tempered Clavier originally sounded like this. In the 1950s, Jacques Lussier was a classical music student in France who loved American jazz. Since 1959, his trio has been playing Bach in a jazzy style. And in the 1960s, the Swingle Singers had hit records with a series of releases called Jazz Sebastian Bach. Joy, a rock arrangement of Bach's Jesu Joy of Man's Desiring by the band Apollo 100, was a 1972 top 10 hit. It also showed up in the movie Boogie Nights. In 1981, while the rest of the music world was packing away its disco boots, a release called Hooked on Classics offered Bach with a beat. In more recent years, serious classical performers have been the ones to experiment. Looking for a wider audience, they've made crossover albums that merge traditional repertoire with other styles and moods. Clarinetist Richard Stoltzman released World Beat Bach in 2000. And violinist Laura St. John, who already has released two CDs of Bach's music played traditionally, will be crossing over on her next album, called Re-Bach, which blends Bach with world music, pop, and electronica. There are many reasons musicians might try to redo Bach. For one thing, his music is time-tested. It's already popular repertoire that people are likely to have heard before, even if they don't know that it's Bach. What comes across most in these recordings is how they differ from traditional performances. The music is a canvas on which to paint an interpretation. And who knows? After all, Bach himself was endlessly inventive and might, just might, appreciate the attempt to hear his music in a new way. Jeffrey Freimanweyer, NPR News.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.
Weekend Edition Sunday is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. To learn more about the music we play between stories, check the list of songs and artists at npr.org. Click the Music button at the top of the page. This is NPR.